Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
We're getting down on it. A big part of us being number one, I believe, is this guy right here, Will Koontz. What's up, buddy?
Oh, greetings, salutations, and congratulations to you guys.
You
guys. What are you talking about, dude?
You're
part of the crew, man.
Yeah. Word. Yeah.
I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure.
I know, man. It was kind of cool, man, taking a gamble on you. What was it, about a year ago? Started throwing you in on Wednesdays?
Longer than that.
About a year?
Was it? No, I don't think it was that long ago.
No, it was, because we started Stay Woke just about a year ago.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was November. Yeah.
So, a year and a half ago, then.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Time flies, man.
Sure does. Good to be number one, I'll tell you that.
It really is. I mean, I'm kind of used to it, you know, so many aspects of my life, you know, and being on top, you know. It's just the way it is, you know.
Feels good.
It just sucks, you know, being good.
You know what? I'm going to put these on.
It's a burden.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
What? Where'd you get those?
Whoa. I got these on Amazon.com.
Blue blockers?
They're night driving glasses because I cannot see at night.
And pee repellent.
Jesus, what are you
Christ.
Talking about? Yeah. These things, don't I look like kind of like an 80s mobster?
No. No. No.
You know what I like about them?
Not at all.
It's like as soon as you put them on, you're instantly on like an FBI watch list.
That's what I'm saying. They look kind of cool. Like kind of criminal a little bit.
No. I meant like a pedophile.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, you look like an 80s pedophile.
Yeah, you look like you download kid porn.
Jeez. Especially with the headband and the tank top.
You're a scary dude. You look all like right, you live in a trailer park in Pinellas County just for guys like you.
All right. I get it.
You want to look at the child porn extra crisp on the on the computer screen. So you can see every detail.
All the pixels.
I need to filter the blue light. I can't tolerate it.
When he looks
it.
At Asian porn, the penises look normal. That's how good those glasses are. Very, very nice. So thanks again to all the b-holes out there, and some great shout-outs tonight. And we are going to show you the love that you show us right about meow. I know that was stupid, but we're number one. I'll keep doing it.
That's true.
All right, we'll kick things off with Eric Allen Kuhn.
Oh, the barbecue boy.
Yes, sir. It says, irony, sweet, disgusting irony. I love the McRib sandwich. It is not barbecue. It is not ribs. It is not good. I love it.
Me too.
It works on many levels.
It really does. And you know what? I'm right there with you, Eric. As a guy that's I consider myself a barbecue snob. I love great barbecue. There's something about the McRib. It's just so satisfying.
What is it?
I mean, it
you
actually...
You don't want to know what it is.
No, it's actually pork product.
Is it?
I watched a video one time.
I think it's just pork product. Like, it's not even full pork.
No, it is. McDonald's actually put out this, like, 10-minute, like, almost like an infomercial to let people know exactly what it is. They take, like, pork butt and different, like...
Pork ass, you mean?
Quality parts of the pork, and they grind it into this big machine.
Don't say quality and McDonald's in the same sentence, please.
I will, absolutely, all day long, because I think that they do have good food. I think their beef is good. I think their food is good. I think you're an a-hole. How about that? Vegetarian. Anyway, so, but then it kind of... They put it in like a mold that looks like ribs, and then they make a patty out of it.
That's nasty.
Look it up on YouTube. It's not bad.
No, thank you.
They don't put like, people think they're putting like, you know, like foam that they use on yoga mats in there. They're not.
Dolphins.
Yeah, no.
I had a theory that the McRib never left. They just didn't put it on the menu.
Oh.
You know, so you could probably, I think you can actually ask for it.
I
like
don't
any
think
time
so.
Of year.
No,
really?
I don't think so. No.
And then they bring it back when pork prices go down.
I had a theory that they brought it back because they wanted to make fat people wreck their cars when they see it on the marquee. Ah! And they just hit the curb and they flip their car over trying
is
to
it
get
it.
Is
it really that good?
Well, fat people love it.
Well, is it really that good? Same question. Like,
that's good.
I don't know. Sorry.
There's a question.
Sorry, that was rude. I still want to know.
But yes, they're good. Yeah. I'll answer for them.
Okay,
I speak for them.
Yeah, it's
they're pretty good.
Right.
I've told this story many, many times on the show, but I'm still proud of my high school moment when I worked at McDonald's and I created the very first and maybe the only quadruple McRib sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you even get that in your mouth?
That's what she said.
Oh, boy. Because I'm a fat, morbidly obese piece of crap.
Just one bite at a time, man.
It was so good, dude.
Yeah.
I recommend it. Like, I'm sure they'll sell you to Patty's.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you're drunk and you're fat and you want to go through.
You're driving?
No.
Oh.
God, no. You're in your Uber like a responsible person. Jesus. Allegedly, you go through there. I mean, if you want to order off the secret menu, you can. I know those items, too. You know, the McGangbang's always good.
What?
McGangbang.
What the hell is that?
It's on the secret menu.
What is it, though?
Oh, my God. Oh,
never
skinny
heard of the
people.
McGangbang.
Oh, I'm telling you, you can go order it tonight.
Do you know what that is, Will?
I actually don't.
See? He doesn't know either.
Well, let me inform you.
Ryan?
I've heard Johnny
reference it, but you don't know what it is.
The McGangbang. It's so funny. My very first night on the radio here with Spanish, a second night on the radio here, it was me and Spanish at midnight. We talked about the McGangbang for about 30 minutes in depth. The McGangbang's on the secret menu. It is a Big Mac, but the middle bread is replaced with a fried chicken patty. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm. No, thank you.
The McGangbang.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
Daddy wants some.
Yeah, it's good.
How much is it? Is it really expensive?
When you're drunk, prices don't matter.
No, yeah. McDonald's will sneak up. Any fast food, you don't eat at fast food places,
yeah,
but
I don't
it
know.
Used to be super cheap. I remember I used to go through and you could get a meal for, I don't know, what, $5.50?
You still
now
can.
Now they're like $9.
Really?
It depends on what you get. Depends on what you get.
You get a value meal.
Right.
It's still like $8.
That's not bad, though. Broke ass.
It used to be $5.50.
Yeah, I know. It's called inflation, dude.
When Clinton was in office.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I remember.
It's Obama.
I remember when I was a kid, you go to the movies and get a popcorn and put your arm around your girlfriend. And it all costs us 15 cents.
Yeah, you're watching a horrible black and white movie on a horrible screen with a guy playing a piano in the corner. It doesn't count.
Well, I want it to be $5.50 again.
Oh, let's actually do shout outs.
All right. Okay. After Hours Ryan from Ryan Radio. At all of us, anyone watching Bone TV wondering where I'm at? After one alcoholic beverage, I'm down in the lobby looking for people to start an elephant walk. Hashtag Ayo.
Oh, my God. That is scary. By the way,
how's your son doing, speaking of the devil?
He's all right. We're only 14 minutes from Halloween, right?
Yes, 15, really. Yes.
Holy hell, man. Happy early Halloween, you bunch of spookies. Kawhi Leonard laugh. All right, continue.
Sexy Darlene.
Oh,
God damn it, really?
Oh, yeah.
Sexy Darlene.
Wait, I just see one.
Oh, it's there from an hour ago.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is.
So excited right now.
Oh, man, I don't... All right, well, when you play the music. All right. I see you.
Hold on. Can I be Ed for a second?
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Absolutely.
Hey, Darlene. Come on back to bed, baby. Darlene.
Oh, no.
Hashtag me home.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get
the way she's grabbing that mic.
Oh my God.
Special shout out. Hi. To Voodoo Shepherd 10.
Oh God. Oh my God. Horny Darlene.
Hashtag happy Halloween spooks.
Oh boy.
Oh. Hey, what the hell, bitch? What'd you say to me?
Ed, classic Ed. Are you okay? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm just going to rub the dump, bud. Hey, Dumpy, come here, bubba. You look happy, Dumpy?
Oh, God.
Is that the end of that tweet?
Yeah, it might as well be.
It is now.
All right, winner.
I just vomited a little bit.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.